This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Today you'll hear about the death of a rock star, the MLB playoffs, a petition for the rights of the unborn in Alabama. Detroit police chief has reasonable things to say. What did Obama know about the Russian collusion plot exactly? A new case from Arizona has been added to the Supreme Court's new session that began this week, and Trump says he's done negotiating with Miss Nancy. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. news@crosspolitik.com. Eddie Van Halen has died. Born in the Netherlands, raised in Pasadena, California, he founded the band Van Halen, named after him, and his brother, older brother drummer Alex. The siblings were joined by vocalist David Lee Roth and bassist Michael Anthony in the first recording lineup of the group. Roth would later leave the band in 1984 before finally coming back decades later. Sammy Hagar replaced him for a while, leading to four consecutive number one albums from 1986 to 1995. Eddie's son, Wolf, wrote on Twitter Tuesday, "I can't believe I'm writing this, but my father, Edward Lodewich Van Halen, has lost his long and arduous battle with cancer this morning. He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss. I love you so much, Pop." Van Halen was 65. Major League Baseball is trying to shake off its woke trance by going into the October Classic. The National American League Division Series have begun. The New York Yankees up over the Tampa Bay Rays. Houston Astros leading the Oakland A's in the American League, while the LA Dodgers are facing off against San Diego, the Pods, and the Miami Marlins face the Atlanta Braves. From our news inbox, in November 2018, Alabama voters backed a state constitutional amendment called Amendment 930 that explicitly recognizes and protects the rights of unborn children in the state, granting them equal protection under the law. A group of black leaders has submitted the equality petition to the Alabama Supreme Court on September 22nd, which was the 158th anniversary of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. The petition filed in Montgomery, Alabama, specifically calls for the state's highest court to clarify for elected officials that the U.S. Constitution empowers them and the state constitution requires them to prohibit discrimination against black women and unborn black children and to ensure their equal protection under the law. The group of black leaders promoting the Equality Proclamation say that census data shows that Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers intentionally target black women and children by setting up clinics in African American neighborhoods. The result in Alabama, they say, is that black babies are four times more likely to be aborted than are white babies. Since the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion across the nation, they say, 20 million black babies have been aborted. The petition cites both the 10th Amendment, which grants power to the states, and the 14th Amendment, which grants equal protection for all Americans. Alveda King, pro-life activist and niece of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., said in an interview that the abortion industry traditionally has targeted the black population, going back to its founding by Margaret Sanger in 1921. Catherine Davis, president of the Atlanta-based Restoration Project, said, quote, "Alabama has said that if a life in the womb is a person, and the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade case said if the child in the womb is a person, that all of the arguments that are put forth would be moot, because that child's rights would be entitled to due process under the 14th Amendment, she said. So, they're calling the bluff. The Detroit police chief spoke out last week on the protests that have erupted over the Breonna Taylor grand jury.
Well, you know, I have a lot of conversations with young people, and one thing that certainly we enjoy here in Detroit, we do have a good relationship with our community. And that's why when the outside agitators came in to try to provoke violence, they couldn't get traction here in Detroit. So it's just a reassurance. And also watching in my seat as the leader of this great organization, that I will hold police officers accountable. I don't shy away from police misconduct, but I also will stand tall and stand firm on my resolve to support the men and women of law enforcement, the vast majority who do a great job. Unfortunately, you just don't see enough of that today. You know, it was something, and I said this on another show, a former NFL player, I can't think of his name right now, but one thing he said that should resonate with all of us who sit in seats of leadership, let's stop appeasing and start leading. And leading means one thing, stand up and do what's right. And, you know, this is why I've supported that Kentucky attorney general. Yes, he knows more, but he's bound by the secrecy of the grand jury. But I think right now, Neil, with everything that's going on, the more information that can be allowed to come out to the public should be.
A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. And if you're not already a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to FightLaughFeast.com and become a member today and get access to all the talks. Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. Next year's conference will be scheduled, has been scheduled, for October 14th through the 16th back in Franklin, Tennessee again, because we had a blast there and we just want to do it again. Next year's theme is politics of sex, how boys being boys and girls being girls will transform the world. More information coming out soon, but mark the dates now. In the meantime, check out this year's talks and become a member if you aren't. Brennan notes reveal CIA briefed former President Obama on Hillary Clinton's plan to tie Trump's campaign to Russia. What did Obama know? Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Tuesday declassified documents that revealed former CIA Director John Brennan briefed former President Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to tie then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia as, quote, a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server, unquote, ahead of the 2016 presidential election. This is coming from Fox News. Quote, today, at the direction of President Trump, I declassified additional documents relevant to ongoing congressional oversight and investigative activities, unquote, Ratcliffe said in a statement to Fox News. A source familiar with the documents explained that Brennan's handwritten notes were taken after briefing Obama on the matter. So get this, these declassified notes are Brennan's handwritten notes about what the briefing was about. So the personal notes on the briefing. We're getting additional insight into Russian activities from, this part's redacted, Brennan notes read, CITE, summarizing, alleged approved by Hillary Clinton, a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal, claiming interference by the Russian security service, Brennan's notes read. The declassification comes after Ratcliffe last week shared newly declassified information with the Senate Judiciary Committee, which revealed that in September 2016, U.S. intelligence officials forwarded an investigative referral on Hillary Clinton, purportedly approving a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections in order to distract the public from her email scandal. So there's a declassified notes that the Senate Judiciary Committee forwarded this investigative referral to the U.S. intelligence officials. Per FBI verbal request, CIA provides the below examples of information the Crossfire Hurricane Fusion Cell has gleaned to date, the memo continued. An exchange, next part's redacted, discussing U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. The Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, through law firm Perkins Coie, hired, maybe it's Coie, Fusion GPS, and ex-British intelligence officer Christopher Steele to author and compile information for the controversial and unverified anti-Trump dossier. Remember all that biz about the dossier? The dossier contains claims about alleged ties between Donald Trump and Russia that served as the basis for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA warrants, obtained against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. But don't forget, that dossier was basically made up out of thin air. It was sort of self-verifying, and the FISA court got, well, you know, they got in trouble. Hey, we just unveiled the brand new Fight Laugh Feast magazine. This is like 50 pages of glossy goodness. At our Fight Laugh Feast conference, we just unveiled it. It was actually our program, and Gabe tricked us into founding a magazine at the same time. He didn't really trick us, but he was kind of playing slick with us. Well, anyways, it's going to be a quarterly issue that packs a punch like a 21-year Balvenie. If you don't know what a 20-year Balvenie is, go get one. We don't water down our theology. Why would we water down our scotch? Why would we water down our magazines? We don't. We don't put any water in our magazines. Order a yearly subscription for yourself and then send a couple yearly subscriptions to your friends or your frenemies who have been drinking lukewarm evangelical Kool-Aid. Every quarter, we promise quality food for the soul, wine for the heart, and some Red Bull for turning over tables, and also scotch, which is what Balvenie is. Our magazine will include cultural commentary, a psalm of the quarter, recipes for feasting, laughter sprinkled throughout, sprinkled right over the top of the glossy pages, and more. Annual subscriptions are just $40. That's for 4 issues. Sign up, enjoy our Fight Laugh Feast magazine. Go to fightlaughfeast.com, flfnetwork.com, click on products, and find the magazine. Subscribe today. From the Wall Street Journal, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case related to the legality of voting rules in the state of Arizona. This is probably Jeff Durbin's fault. The Supreme Court's new term just began this week, and among the cases it will consider whether a 2016 Arizona law prohibiting get-out-the-vote operatives from collecting and submitting ballots is constitutional. So there's a law that said you can't do that. You got to turn in your own votes. You can't have third-party groups collecting them and turning them in for you. The state has argued that this law protects the integrity of elections and prevents ballot harvesting and tampering, you know, like accidentally losing all of those ballots that you don't want to turn in since you're a Democrat or a Republican or something else. While opponents argue that the law has a disproportionate discriminatory impact on Native American, Hispanic, and Black voters and claim it violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. We shall see. Trump tweeted out Tuesday afternoon, quote, Nancy Pelosi, this is actually a series of this is a tweet thread, as they say. Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run high-crime Democrat states, money that is in no way related to COVID-19. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith. I am rejecting the request and looking for the future of our country. I have instructed my representatives to stop... Wait a sec. I thought they were our representatives. Well, maybe he has some representatives in the negotiating room. Okay, all right. All right, that's fine. To stop negotiating until after the election, when, immediately after I win, I see what you did there, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business. I have asked at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell not to delay, but to instead focus full-time on approving my outstanding nominee to the United States Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market is at record levels. Jobs and unemployment also coming back in record numbers. We are leading the world in economic recovery and, all caps, the best is yet to come, exclamation point. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and, as well, archive access to tons of behind-the-scenes interviews, masterclasses, as well as all the talks from our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference. Become a member. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.